101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 7:25, cloud cover, 33 degrees on our way to 50 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell. Jared, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right. Jared's got a few things to touch base on. And, the thing that I wanted to probably just talk about briefly here before we start talking about some of the other bigger things which are ongoing here. The county yesterday approving a year three payment on the digital radios, which have been in place now for a couple of years, obviously. And Jared, I just really briefly wanted to get your thoughts on how things have been going from your perspective here with that change over to the trunked system a few years back.
I think it's going really well. It gives our response partners the capability to speak with each other, all using the same radio system. I think everybody's happy with the system itself. Yesterday's payment was for the post-warranty for the radio system, for the microwave and the components that are inside the buildings for the system. But I think it's going well. Our coverage has been enhanced, so we're happy to have it, and we hope more partners throughout the state will hop on the K6 radio system.
So no issues then?
I think there's always some bumps to get over, but yeah, I think it's going pretty good. Not a lot of issues.
I will tell you this, the digital radio system, at least to this point, hasn't been widely used for the grass fire season, which really seems to be, I guess you could call it maybe isolated to pretty widely scattered activity in Lyon County over the last few weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're approaching that fire season right now. We've been getting some precipitation, but it, very quickly can that precipitation and that the fuels will dry out quickly. Within hours, in the right conditions, all these fuels are going to be ready to burn. So be prepared. It's coming.
Yeah, I know it is. And have you had many burns already, Jared, out there? What are we looking at so far?
There's been some. Most of our burns have not happened yet. I look for moving forward that we're going to start seeing a lot more burns. It's a good management and mitigation strategy as long as it's done responsibly. And that's all we're asking for, is for people to be responsible when they do burn. Make sure they have the proper equipment and resources to put that fire out. And pay attention to the weather for the next 24 to 48 hours following your scheduled burn, because a lot of our fires are rekindling and getting out of control the following day or two. We see a lot of rekindles. So we just ask people to kind of pay attention to that. While today may look really good for burning, make sure you take a look at the next few days. And if we have some crazy higher winds, you may not want to burn.
And the other thing, too, is you got to make sure that you file your online burn permits beforehand. Are you having any issues with that that side of the whole burn season, or are people pretty well now accustomed and conditioned here to that online process?
I think that a lot of people are utilizing the online process. You go to www.lyoncounty911.org, go under services, and you'll see burning. Online burns, and you just report it right there. You fill the information out. It takes just a few minutes. You can do it via computer, mobile app on your phone. Pop that in. Ask for your email address. You go ahead and start your burn, and then you'll get an email that you just click on that link, and it'll let you put extinguished when your burn's done instead of filling all the information out again. And if you don't have access to that, to the technology, you can go ahead and call 343-4225, and the Lyon County Emergency Communications Center staff will enter that information into that same system They'll just do it for you on the phone if you don't have that capability. But it's a busy time for them, so the more people we can have use that online process, the more it frees up those resources to send our responders to what they need to be doing.
I know we've talked about this in you know, past interviews, really the last several years and really the last, you know, year plus, as we've talked about the online side of things. Just how much does that, I guess, maybe help the resource allocation process for folks that may not consider that when they're doing their burns, or they hear our news stories and they don't factor that into the equation at all? How does the online side of things help you with resource allocation in cases of things that do get out of control?
The online process, A, allows us to kind of look at the map and see how much of the county is on fire at any given time. But the part that we really want to ask people to consider is the communication center is receiving hundreds of phone calls daily when we get into burn season. And that takes time. They have limited staff, and there's emergency calls coming in at the same time as those non-emergency calls for burns. So the more of those calls for burns that we can push to the online platform, the more time they have to deal with the emergency calls and the other situations that are still ongoing throughout the communities.
Makes a lot of sense. That is a Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell here on our morning show today. Jared, we're wrapping up Severe Weather Awareness Week. We did have at least three different potential runs of severe weather here. Nothing has actually materialized so far this season. From your perspective, though, what's the most important part here of the Severe Weather Awareness Week leading into the official Severe Weather Awareness season?
Yeah, definitely developing a plan. Communicating that plan to your family members and friends so that you all know what the plan is when there is severe weather, whether that's to go down into the basement, to make sure you have those critical supplies there with you so that you can monitor the AM/FM radio, TV. We rely on our phones a lot, but what happens if you lose that phone signal? Or if you don't have phone signal in the location that you're at, you need to have those other methods to get information, the critical information, and be protected.
And as far as emergency management, law enforcement, do they serve as your spotters out there, specifically during a severe thunderstorm activity and possible tornadic activity, Jared?
Yeah, all of our responders in Lyon County are actually our spotters. So we'll have rural fire departments at times that we'll page out. The communication center can page out to storm spot. You have your Emporia Fire Department, Emporia Police Department, and then you have the Sheriff's Office as well. And then there are some other spotters that are engaged with you guys as well that also give us a call too.
Jared, I want to get back to the planning side of things because I want to go to a question that I asked Weather Service meteorologist Chad Omet when he was on our Talk of Emporia here last week before severe weather awareness season began. We're so, at least those of us who have been in the area for any length of time, we're very familiar with the severe weather ebb and flow. I think a lot of, maybe I shouldn't say everybody is, but a lot of us are. Do you think maybe that maybe we're too aware of it and a lot of us don't take the planning side of things seriously?
So I think it's very easy after a disaster happens to focus on those issues. And then I think as time goes on and as the issues pass, it's easy to, we have a short memory sometimes as human beings. So that's what I think. It's easy to sometimes, we haven't had any major severe weather events in a while, and it can be easy to say, well, that may not happen or that's not going to happen. You know, we've seen a shift in that weather here kind of recently to the south and east of us, and I don't know that you can expect that to stay that way. I think we should still be prepared for that severe weather. We've had tornado warnings in the state of Kansas this year, and I expect that we'll continue to see those.
You know, and the other thing is, and this is actually going to lead into our interview next hour with Sam Seeley, and there's so much attention paid to the tornadic side, but, you know, we're having flood awareness day today as far as Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're wrapping up Flood Safety Awareness Week, and flooding, the way it sounds, actually kills more people than tornadic activity.
Yeah. So I think floods are more prevalent, for starters. One of the big things of our message is just to turn around, don't drown. There's no reason to drive through that flowing water, that water on roadways. And I would say that more people probably do get killed from that.
Jared, anything else you wanted to add either on the grass fire season, which is really at hand, or the severe weather season, which is beginning?
Nope, just take some time to prepare and communicate those plans with your family. You know, we have a lot of events coming up in the near future, and between fire season and the severe weather season, we just want people to be prepared and make those considerations when they're either planning or attending those events, and kind of have a plan of what they're going to do if that those things should happen.
Good information, as always. Jared, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. That's Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell on our Primetime Newsmaker.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots next week, right now we have Tuesday, Thursday,